Italian Wine Podcast. Cin Cin with Italian Wine People.
This podcast is brought to you by Native Grape Odyssey. Native Grape Odyssey is an educational project financed by the European Union to promote European wine in Canada, Japan, and Russia. Enjoy. It's from Europe.
Hello, this is the Italian Wine Podcast. My name is Monty Walden. My guest today is Marino Bracu. Marino is the general manager at Otto e Mezzo Bombana, which is a restaurant in Hong Kong. Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's start with your background first. How did you get into wine and how did you come to have the job that you do now? Where are you from originally?
I come from Sardinia, my beautiful island in Italy, and of course I started to work in hospitality when I was 14 years old, 15, and of course I didn't know that I was going to work with wine later on. I guess it's a natural step that somebody does when you work in hospitality, and then slowly you approach the wine and you end up doing a sommelier.
So which part of Sardinia were you born in? Were you actually born in one of the wine regions or not?
Yes, I'm born in Olbia, which is in Gallura, so we have the only one DOCG for the Vermentino.
Vermentino di Gallura. Okay. Your step from there to leaving Italy, when did that occur?
My step went straight away abroad from Sardinia. I went from.
Why was that there? Was there no jobs there? Or?
No, because I think I had to fine tune a couple of parts of myself, like different language and other things. So I need to touch up a little bit. And I went from my island to another big island, Australia.
Right.
So, big change.
So whereabouts in Australia?
I did 5.5 years in Sydney and 2.5 in Melbourne.
So was that in the restaurant business again?
Restaurant business, always.
So as general manager?
I was definitely in the first year and a half, just working as a waiter, supervisor, trying to basically concentrate in learning another language. And then after that, I started my career in the management.
So it's great. You got a fantastic Italian accent. You haven't got an Australian Italian accent.
I do the Australian accents. Grey, mate.
Yeah, but you know, you've got a very, very, very straight English accent. So that was Australia. How would you describe the food and wine culture there? Obviously, the vineyards, there are no indigenous grape varieties to Australia, and we kind of do bang on about this on the Italian Wine Podcast about Italian native grape varieties. How did you feel Australian wine was compared to what you're used to from Sardinia?
Well, Australian wine is totally different. It's based on international grape varietal. So we're talking about something different, but I saw it growing in the past few years, and they coming more elegant. Or even the big wine from Barossa, now they are a little bit more elegant, less jammy. So it did a very big step to Australia.
Yeah, the Barossa Shiraz.
Yeah, and then they have a big diversity because in Western Australia you go with for Cabernet Merlot, then you have Syrah in the South Australia, Semillon in Hunter Valley, and good Chardonnay either Western Australia in the Yarra Valley.
So how and when and why did you move from Australia to Hong Kong? Was that your next step then, Hong Kong?
Yes. No, definitely I didn't know that was my next step. During my travel experience in a 3 Michelin star restaurant, I met Chef Bombana in Hong Kong when I went to eat there, and he knew that I was working as sommelier and manager in a restaurant, and he started to talk with me, but at that stage I was going in holiday, I was just in stopover in Hong Kong, I didn't think about much. But then he managed to reach me, and after a few months I was there working.
So is he a really famous chef? For anybody, why is he so famous?
He's so famous because he's the only 3 Michelin star Italian restaurants outside of Italy right now, and he's famous because for Asia he did a lot. He bring a level of Italian food than nobody else did so far.
So how would you, is it regional cooking that he does or Italian food in general?
It's
how
classic
does it work?
Italian food, classic Italian food with good presentation of course and good material. We get the best. Hong Kong doesn't have import tax, so we get the best product around the world from Japan, from France, from Italy.
So as general manager, what are your main responsibilities?
But general manager, my responsibility, general manager and maitre d' in a 3 Michelin star restaurant is a little bit different than you do general manager in a big operations, because you are more involved in the service also, but of course you follow all the restaurant at 360 degree.
So everything, food, wine, service.
Food, wine, marketing, wine list, of course, because...
the type of cutlery you use, everything.
Yes, everything.
It's an Italian menu, effectively.
Yes.
And obviously Italian wine is the main option on the wine list.
80% Italian wine list.
So what do people buy and why? Is it wine still seen as a status symbol? Is it about spending as much money as possible, conspicuous consumption? Or are consumers in Hong Kong, many of whom I would imagine are international, how do they approach the wine list?
Of course, it's changing even in Hong Kong, because there are more and more institutions like WST, Court of Master Sommelier, making a lot of training. And if before the people used to look a lot the numbers of the points of the mega magazines, now is less, and they trust us sommeliers. You need to dig every day in order to get the trust of your regular customer, but once you do, give you a lot of satisfaction. Of course, Ottamezzo is in the center of Hong Kong. It's one of the most prestigious restaurants, so it's a happy island, it's a Luna Park for sommelier. You sell everything you like.
So you can be quite, in a way, quite indulgent then with the wines that you choose, or do you have to respect certain parameters?
Definitely. We don't like to be pushy out of mezzo. We always go to the table and we say, sir, this is the wine list, I'll let you read. If you need any help, please let us know and we will come to assist you. This is the right approach for me, because we don't have to impose our rules, and we leave the hedonistic part of the sommelier away, and we look after a lot of the experience of the customer. This is important.
Okay, so it's Italian cooking in Hong Kong, Italian style,
yes,
food.
Yes, yeah? Italian style, 100%, no contamination.
Okay, so obviously you're from Sardinia. How much of a thrill do you get when somebody orders a vermentino from Gallura or something like that? Without asking you, they pick up the wine list, they scroll down on the wine list, oh, I fancy a Sardinian wine today. Did you let them know that you're from Sardinia?
Yes, of course, I let them know, but...
you can't resist, right?
No, I can't resist. But, you know, it's... now vermentino and Cannonau, they are very well known.
Cannonau Grenache?
Yeah. And Carignano also, and they are very well known. Don't get surprised anymore. In the beginning of my career, when I first approached to work abroad, yes, but now not anymore. And of course, I shouldn't say that, but I live the same space that I live to Sardinia, to all the other region of Italy. Of course, I'm from Sardinia. I'm very proud about our product, but I focus all around Italy, no one region in particular.
So when you are, how often do you get back to your family island?
Once a year.
So when you go back, if I give you, I say, right, we're going to have three meals. Maybe I'm with you, so you're going to show me around. Which would be your three Sardinian traditional dish plus wine combinations? So we're going to have a starter, we're going to have a main course, and we're going to have a dessert.
Okay. Starter, of course, the octopus salad, and so we can go with a nice vermentino with a little bit more extraction, a little bit more body.
So, Sacha, which area of Sardinia would you recommend?
For vermentino, but of course Gallura, but also down the south, which there are a good expression of vermentino.
Okay, and then with the main course?
Main course with the porchetto sardo.
So explain what
suckling
that is.
Pig.
Okay.
Like the whole suckling pig.
Which is very crispy on the outside,
yeah, exactly.
And very, very tender on the inside.
Skew.
On the spit.
And that one, a nice Cannonau.
So that's a nice Grenache, yeah?
Nice Grenache, but even like, you know, because the pig is already a big himself, like a flavor. A nice stainless steel Cannonau, good acidity, medium plus body, it would be perfect.
And for pudding, dessert?
For the dessert, a nice Nasco di Cagliari.
Okay, so what is Nasco?
Nasco is an indigenous grape variety. It comes from the Phoenician epoch. And it gives its best, it's quite aromatic, and it gives its best when it is done as a pasito style.
Okay, and which dish would you have with that then?
I would get the seadas.
Okay, which are?
It's like a big raviolo. Okay. It's inside some cheese. Fresh cheese, you deep fry this one, and then you put some honey on top.
Perfect.
After you do a 3-course meal and they come the saladas, you want to die.
You don't want to. Is that a cheese from which animal, though? Cow, goat,
sheep? Yeah, cow. Like a scamorza.
Okay. Similar. So quite a soft cheese.
Soft cheese, yes.
And not too spicy.
Not too spicy.
Okay, that sounds pretty tasty. So going back to Hong Kong, how much of a culture shock was it for you moving there? You know, we think of, you know, Sardinia is a very proud, it's an island nation almost, or is effectively an island nation. And you're moving to another island, which is also like an island nation. So was that element of familiarity there for you, but also that sense of also being in a completely and utterly different world? You don't have skyscrapers, really. Well, you probably do on the coast, but, you know, it's not a built-up area, Sardinia, right? It's a very rural. Some areas in Sardinia are completely deserted, or, you know, like middle age almost in the centre.
Yeah, we're almost the same size of Sicily, and we have only 1.5 million people, and Sicily have 6 million.
So how much of a shock was that to your psyche when you got there?
But to Hong Kong, you mean? Hong Kong, well, it's a shock. I didn't have much shock in the beginning, but after a few weeks, yeah, I started to be heavy. The crowd, when you go in the metro and you have to pick up a taxi, a bus, there is always so many people, and you have to get used to it. It takes like 3 months. For some people, they never take used to. But for me, I adapt myself a lot because we are professionals. We are like a football player. We go where is the job, and we like or we don't like the city. We need to be there and to do our job.
Do you like the fact that you could also have to take little boat buses as well in Hong Kong?
Yes.
You like that, yeah?
Oh, but it's beautiful. Hong Kong is amazing. And I really like, I hope to stay there for many years, because now I got used to it, and it's a fantastic city that gave me a lot.
But what would, I mean, obviously you're very happy where you are now. You know, just say you go back and your job, you no longer have a job there. Would you stay there? Would you come back to Italy?
Well, this is $1 million question. Probably I will go back to Italy. Yeah. If I don't have to work anymore, I will go back to Italy.
Okay, hopefully that won't happen. Okay. So in terms of Italian wine in Hong Kong, if I'm a smaller producer from whatever region in Hong Kong, how easy is it, or what advice would you give me to get my wine into Hong Kong?
To come to Hong Kong, visit Hong Kong, and get in touch at least with the 5-6 different importers, and make your mind that which one is more reliable. Of course, before ask somebody from the industry like us or other restaurant to give you the most professional people to talk.
So basically what you're saying is you have to be a little bit careful. Even though there's big demand, there's lots of money there, you still have to be a little bit careful.
Of course.
So what, I mean, the risks are what? Sending your wine not getting paid, or just getting the wrong distributor?
No, not getting paid. Because you have to be careful in the way some supplier, they promote your wine. If you want the wine to the private customer, or you want the wine in the restaurant. I believe every producer would like to have in the restaurants, and then it comes the private client.
Okay, so it's first on trade and then off trade.
Of course.
But why is that? Is that because there's plenty of money in Hong Kong and people can afford to go out and eat in restaurants, you know, fairly often?
Hong Kong is a big culture on going out, also because it's a city that run very fast, and people doesn't have time. So people go out every day, from the casual restaurant to the fine dining.
Yeah, I mean, I've only been there once, and that is true. You're always on the move. You're always doing something.
Yes.
You're either on a boat going somewhere, or going for drinks with somebody, or having some food with somebody.
Indeed.
So it's quite. In English, we say it's peripatetic. You're always, 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 always on the move. Do you find it a little bit dizzying sometimes being in that kind of city, the noise, when you've come from? I'm not saying necessarily
quiet.
Of course,
the weather, especially in summertime, doesn't help. Even though you are inside,
it's very humid
in the air conditioning, but you can feel the pressure of the weather anyway.
Okay. So when you retire, where are you going to live?
I hope in Sardinia, but you know, because I like to talk in English and I like my international life.
You move to England, great climate.
Yeah, great climate in England. But you know, I would like to break, stay like maybe 6 months summertime in Sardinia, and then 6 months somewhere else.
Great, okay. So you love this idea of travel then? Okay. So I want to say thanks to my guest, Marino Bracu, from the Otto e Mezzo Bombana restaurant in Hong Kong. Thanks very much for explaining some of the intricacies of how that market works. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
No worries.
This podcast has been brought to you by Native Grape Odyssey, discovering the true essence of high-quality wine from Europe. Find out more on nativegrapeodyssey.com. italianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwithitalianwith
Wine Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.